This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts and, if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, tucked away on the tiny road called Old Oak off Cotton Mill Lane to the south of St Albans is a gem of a place. It's the Cotton Mill Community Centre and Cycle Hub. Now, the Community Centre is a real asset in itself, with a lovely, bright, modern hall with all the facilities needed by the busy local community, and which is always buzzing with community coffee mornings, toddler groups and so much more. But today we're going to focus on the Cycle Hub. Whilst it might be located in a quiet cul-de-sac, its impact on the local cycling scene is huge. It's run by the enthusiastic and helpful Matt Daniels, and having stopped on my way in to watch a toddler having a whale of a time on the pump track outside and weaved my way round some teenagers hanging out on their bicycles, I caught up with Matt at the Cycle Hub itself to find out more about all the brilliant initiatives that the Cycle Hub has on offer. Matt, thank you so much for welcoming me down to the Cotton Mill Cycle Hub. So you've got some exciting news, something great that's been happening here within the last few weeks. Do you want to tell us what that is?
Absolutely. So in recent weeks, we've launched the British Cycling City Hub and Academy. What that is free fun courses for children aged 7 to 14 to introduce them to the Olympic discipline of BMX racing and BMX park, as well with some additional cyclocross training in as well.
Wow, that sounds amazing. So future Olympic champions, like the ones that we've seen in the Olympics they've just got, they could start their sporting lives here.
Absolutely, that's the intention, to give people that introduction and feed them on to something better, hopefully.
And is it proven popular so far?
Absolutely, there's about 30 riders currently, but people can come and go as they please. They can sign up on our website via a QR code. Bikes aren't a problem. We have those for hire, well, those for people to use, as well as helmets. So even if people have nothing, then we've got them covered.
And so if somebody listening knows a young person who's pretty keen on their BMX biking, is this the kind of thing that they could at least try and come and become involved in?
Absolutely, absolutely. There's no commitment. It's a week-by-week basis. They simply download an app via QR code on our events page on our website and then can sign up, as I say, on a week-by-week basis.
Fantastic. So no commitment. And is there a cost involved?
No, none at all. It's all covered by British Cycling.
Oh, even better. That sounds wonderful. And do you think that getting involved cycling in this way actually encourages kids to become involved in cycling more generally as well?
Absolutely. There's often a focus on either commuting or just solid racing, but actually this is having fun and then introducing cycling in a much wider way into people's lives.
Fantastic. And also, I know that you've held events here as well. Is St Albans becoming a bit of a bigger deal on the cycling map?
In many, many forms. Once the Cotton Mill Community Cycling Centre was sort of envisaged, certainly from a cycling perspective, there's far, far more events that have been going on. Everything from the Pump Track National Series that we host here through to our most recent 200K Audax that left here on Saturday morning and finished Saturday evening.
So that's everything from, as you say, a few times around the little pump track, up to 200 kilometres cycling. That really does feel that you've got all bases covered there, Matt.
But you're not only looking at people who are already enthusiastic about cycling and just want to take it to the next level. Actually, you're helping people to get onto two wheels, aren't you? Can you tell us about your Learn to Ride courses?
So we have both Learn to Ride and Absolute Beginners. Those are effectively the same course. Learn to Ride being for children under the age of 16 and Absolute Beginners being for adults. And they are for people that haven't, for adults with no experience, but really want to learn how to ride a bike.
Okay. And how about if they don't yet have a bike? Can you help them with that?
Absolutely. We've got a full fleet of bicycles from children's balance bikes right the way up to adults bikes with helmets so that people can get on and ride and practice away.
Right. And I suppose importantly, one of the reasons why a lot of people don't get onto two wheels is because they are scared of cars and the traffic. Are you able to offer them a traffic-free place to learn?
On site, we've got a lovely leisure track that goes around both our football pitch and then the exterior of the site. We've also got a multi-use games area, in which it's a nice, safe way and place for people to learn. Our coaches are well-versed with years of experience and teach in a way that breaks down each individual element and then introduces them in a nice, constructive way.
And again, is there a cost involved for the people who are doing the training?
So with those, there is a small cost. Sometimes we're able to offer subsidised courses both from SADC and British Cycling. And other times there's a larger cost depending on whether it's run purely from us.
Okay. And I mean, we're told that cycling is a good way to keep fit. Would you agree with that? Is that what people find when they learn to cycle?
Oh, absolutely. Especially with those with joint injuries, as it's such a low impact way of exercising. In fact, that's how I myself became quite a keen cyclist.
Oh, is that right? What happened to you?
I had ACL reconstruction and it was recommended by my physio to get into cycling.
So the loss of your knee is cycling's gain. Okay, so all of that's great about the learning to cycle and all those skills, but we can't really do that if our bikes are no good, can we? So here you refurbish bikes as well, is that correct?
Indeed, the bikes that we sell are reconditioned. And what that means is that they're completely stripped down to the frame and rebuilt as new, using new components as and when is need be. We will always, of course, save everything that we can from the scrap heap and reuse what we can. Even if a bike comes to us that some people would see as a complete wreck, we have programs that can use even the worst of the bikes. Even a snapped frame, for example, we can take components from, and then that provides an economic repair for someone else down the line. So, okay. Yeah. Please don't give bikes to the scrap man or the scrap heap. Give them to us and we can do plenty of things with them.
Okay, and you benefit other charities actually with some of the bikes that you get. Can you tell us about that, about the Bikes for Africa, for example?
Absolutely. So the bikes that we've just spoken about in the worst way, one of our volunteers has a project out in Africa, and they take bikes that really are unfortunately uneconomical for us to repair, and they can do plenty with them. So yeah, as I say, drop them into us. We also work quite closely with the Hearts Disability Sport Foundation, who have a great project in giving free bikes and helmets, as well as bike ability training to underprivileged children, as well as refugees that have come from war-torn countries. So, we help them as and when we can.
Right, okay, so you're benefiting some absolutely fantastic charities there. And also, if we're looking for a bike to buy for ourselves or to buy for somebody else, then you've got some great reconditioned bikes here that are a little bit more affordable, but all entirely safe and are all ready to ride out of the shop, which is fantastic. And also, of course, you repair bikes here as well.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So we do a full service. We've got a full service and repair workshop. Anything from, like I say, little kids' balance bikes to your commuter. Station bikes are a forte, as well as race BMXs. So really a bit of everything.
Wow, that certainly seems like it, doesn't it? And just in case people just fancy a little bit of practice by themselves, you've got your pump track, you've got a leisure track, and you've also got a cyclocross track as well. Can we come and use those to have a go?
Absolutely. We maintain a free and open access on all the tracks, with the exception of times when we are running courses such as the City Hubs and Academies, when the tracks will be closed for those users.
Okay, but apart from that, we can come down and...
Absolutely. All other times, the tracks are free and open for anyone to use. If anyone does want to find out when the tracks are booked, that information is available on our website and in the shop.
Brilliant. Matt, thank you so much for telling us all about that today.
No problem at all. My pleasure.
I was talking there to Matt Daniels, manager at the Cotton Mill Cycle Hub in St Albans. Now, I really would recommend a visit. It's not far from the Alban Way part of the St Albans Green Ring cycling and walking route, and there's even a little cafe there too. There's always kids having fun on the pump track, but you don't have to be school age. Everyone is welcome to join in the fun. And in case you're wondering what a pump track is, well, it's a specially made cycle track with lots of little hills in it, not dissimilar to the kind of thing that the Olympic BMX riders were whizzing round. And while seasoned riders do love sailing off the top of the lumps and going at great speed, there's plenty of fun to be had at whatever pace you are comfortable with. And Matt really does have something to help everyone get cycling, even bicycles that people with all sorts of different impairments can try. So do go along and have a chat with him. Now, Matt also mentioned that he was keen to start a Cotton Mill bike bus. If you were listening a few weeks ago, you'll have heard me talking to Damien Gaskin about the bike bus that he set up in the New Greens area of St Albans to help children cycle to school with the encouragement, fun and extra safety that cycling with a group can bring. Now, if you missed that episode, then head to the podcast page of mix926.com, where amongst the many podcasts there, you'll find one entitled Trouble on the School Run. So if you live in the Cotton Mill area and would like to see children in your area also benefit from a bike bus, then do pop in to see Matt at the Cycle Hub, who would love to hear from you. And whilst you're looking at that podcast, you might also want to check out the podcast in which I speak to Councillor Phil Bibby of Herts County Council about the Victoria Street consultation. Now, basically, Hertfordshire County Council are asking for our ideas on ways in which Victoria Street in St Albans could be improved. And although absolutely nothing is decided at this stage, one of the ideas could be an off-road cycle path from St Albans City Station to St Albans City Centre. So do check out the podcast and, even more importantly, do check out the survey and give your feedback. So how's your experience of cycling round Hertfordshire at the moment? Are you tempted to try out the pump track down at Cotton Mill, or perhaps you prefer the velodrome at Welwyn Garden City? Or perhaps one of the half pipes at XC in Hemel Hempstead? Well, do get in touch. I would love to hear about whatever your experience is. I'm on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com or on social media. Look out for Environment Matters on Mix 92.6 on Twitter and on Facebook. Now, whilst it's still not really cold outside, it is just about cold enough to use a thermal imaging camera to track down any heat escaping from your house. The local sustainability charity Sustainable St Albans has two thermal imaging cameras that the residents of St Albans District can borrow. Now, a thermal imaging camera enables you to actually see a picture of the heat leaking from your house or from cold air coming into your house, and it takes colour-coded pictures highlighting temperature differences. So using a thermal imaging camera could, for example, highlight insufficient loft insulation or gaps in your floorboards or drafty windows or badly fitted loft hatches, all of which will allow precious warmth to escape from your house, meaning that you use more fuel to keep your house warm, increasing the cost to you and, of course, your impact on climate change. So if you'd like to borrow a thermal imaging camera, head to the Sustainable St Albans website and look under events. You'll find all sorts of documents there to read and a video on how to use a thermal imaging camera. And you can also sign up for an instructional session on using a thermal imaging camera, either in St Albans or in Harpenden. Now, it's free for residents of St Albans District to attend these sessions and to borrow the camera, but there is a refundable £200 security deposit just on the camera itself. Now, using a thermal imaging camera can really help you understand the areas of your home that are losing most heat and where you'll be best focusing your attention and money. And as I said, they do only work during the colder months, so now is definitely the time to give one a try. And if you'd like to see how one local resident has really made sure that no heat is leaking from her house, Judith Leary-Joyce, author of The Beginner's Guide to Eco-Renovation, will take you on a tour of her Victorian terrace in Bernard's Heath in St Albans to understand the different elements of retrofitting for energy saving and the environment. So Judith says that at the end of one of her tours, you will understand the options for insulation, why airtightness is important, how to manage ventilation in an old house, and you'll have seen and heard an air source heat pump too. Judith's renovation has meant for her that she's now saving 75% on her energy bills. Now, the tours around her house take about an hour and a half, and they're available for booking on one Saturday each month from October to March this winter season. And again, if you'd like to book to do one of her tours, then go to the Sustainable St Albans website events page. And here's an event that you might be interested in if you live in Sandridge Parish and would like to help swifts. Now, you'll remember that swifts have suffered from huge declines in recent years, and one of the main reasons is loss of nesting sites, as our houses have lost the nooks that swifts previously liked to nest in. Swift boxes can really help, with swifts starting to nest in some of the many boxes that are now being provided by concerned residents around the county. Sandridge Parish Council are holding a meeting at 7:30 on Thursday the 14th of November at the Marshallswick Community Centre, at which friend of the show, Tim Hill of the Hearts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust, will be explaining how you can help swifts, and high quality subsidised swift boxes will be available for residents to buy so that you can install them ready for swifts to return from Africa next spring. Now, the event is free, but you're going to need to email clark@sandridge-pc.gov.uk. I'll repeat that, clark@sandridge-pc.gov.uk, to confirm your attendance. And I'll make sure that that link goes into the notes that go with the podcasts of this show, and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.